Arizona's news station. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Gatos and Chad.
Talking Pigskin with Dooley.
Brought to you by Day and Night Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Serving the Valley for 40 years. The difference is day and night.
Every Monday, Paulie Pigskin, Paul Calvisi, Cardinals sideline reporter, joins us. Talk a little Cardinals. A victory against the Rams. Hey, Paulie, are the Cardinals a better team when Kyler Murray doesn't play?
Can we at least get a word on the win? I mean, come on. It's always good to put the beat in defeat L.A., right? Especially when you go into SoCal and you take it to Botox Nation and you leave them all bumming there, Rams fans. So yeah. That was a positive. But it is amazing when you get effective quarterback play. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter who plays around that quarterback. Guess what? It's the great elixir. It masks all weaknesses when you get superior quarterback play. And that's what they got out of Colt McCoy yesterday. There was a lot of belief in number 12 yesterday. You saw it out there, and there was a lot to like. And guess what? There's a lot to learn from if you're Kyler Murray. As still a 25-year-old quarterback, and there he was. He was front and center on the white stripe of the sideline, watching it with the earpiece in the whole time. And you hope he was taking some mental notes, no doubt.
Hey, you know, Paulie, as I'm watching the game, and the whole time, because I was rudely interrupted after watching the amazing game between Buffalo and them. I had to watch. Find out who won after that. It was sucked.
The Buffalo Vikings game was amazing.
Yeah, that game was awesome. And the next thing you know, it's like, due to contractual obligation, we have to go watch this crappy game.
Yeah, the Fox did that. Yeah.
So I'm watching this thing, though, and I'm thinking to myself, with Kyler not out there, everybody else raises their game. I think sometimes you look at a star and you're like, well, he'll just have to come up with the plan. They're a better team, even though he's probably a better player.
Yeah, you know, did everyone say, all right, you know, no Kyler, who, by the way, guys, was a legitimate NFL MVP candidate the first half of last year. Yeah. So there's no doubting his skill set and his ability. But yeah, when you go into a game and you're missing four-fifths of your starting offensive line, okay, and I mean, you were Buda Baker wasn't even supposed to play. You're missing your number one cover corner, Byron Murphy, against Cooper Kupp. Yeah, there was some anxiety. Yeah, it was, to me, that was a playoff elimination game. The loser is most definitely out. Okay. At least you stay alive another week. So there was a lot on the line, but I think for everything, all the adversity the Cardinals faced going in, they could have bagged it. They could have mailed that in. But I think there was a belief in Colt McCoy. I talked to guys after the game. They said, you know what? We believed in 12. We knew he had that ability. And what he did against the Cardinals defense in camp, where he got the ball out quick, nobody could get to him. He kept finding the open receiver. Balls were on the money consistently. That's what he did to the Cardinals defense. And he took it to the Rams in the same way.
Cardinals win yesterday in Los Angeles. Paul Calvisi joins us at this time every Monday. I know this is going to sound ugly, but I don't care. This is what I was thinking as a fan yesterday. This is an
elimination. It's never stopped you before, Gatos. It's never stopped you before. Let's go.
This was really an elimination game for the Arizona Cardinals. And as a fan, I'm thinking, Kyler, unless your leg is broken, don't you got to get out there? I don't know how severe the hamstring injury is. I'll be the first to say that. But it's like, I don't know, man. They were done if they lose. And I'm thinking, we're paying this guy. Well, I'm not paying him. Cardinals are paying this guy a ton of money.
Well, you are, because you bought tickets.
Yeah, I don't know. I got a bad taste in my mouth from him not playing yesterday. And that might not be fair. But
Two things. One, just watching practice on Friday, every time the Cardinals, just in warm-ups, what was open to the media, every time the Cardinals players during warm-ups broke into a sprint, Kyler did not participate. So I'm guessing it was a pretty significant hamstring injury. He's not even a for sure to go this week.
Wow.
And then number two, with Aaron Donald out there, Larry, the biggest, baddest dude in the NFL. And when that guy's busting through the A and B gaps and you got four backups on your offensive line, you better have your legs and or the acumen to get rid of the ball quickly. And so, you know, the downside, the risk reward in terms of losing your franchise quarterback, if he can't save himself from 99 Aaron Donald, then no, you don't play him. It's just, to me, that's that simple.
All right. Hey, Paulie, good to have you on. We'll talk to you next week and maybe another win. Thanks, man.
Next stop, Mexico City, gentlemen. Here we go. Monday Night Football.
That's right, against the Niners.
You've been listening to Pigskin with Pauly on the Gatos and Chad Show. Brought to you by Day and Night Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Serving the Valley for 40 years. The difference is day and night.
Yeah.